Now back to the pictures, of course, of the wormhole dance. The dervish, is that what you call it?
Yes, he's a whirling dervish. This is a traditional mystical Islamic dance.
He does look like a spaceship.
He does. I mean, there's no question about it. And again, the word dervish means doorway, or one who is at the doorway to enlightenment. And according to the research that I've done on the dervish dance, they're twirling. He's standing in place, and this twirling is actually a form of prayer, George. It's by doing this twirling, this spinning, they feel that they're tapping into a hyper-consciousness, and the very act of spinning then becomes an act of love, an offering, if you will, to Allah, which incidentally in one interpretation means the light. So that's what we're looking at here, is a dance where the individual is transforming himself through this trance dance. And again, I was just absolutely stunned when he's spinning, and all of a sudden he turns, his skirt turns into the shape of a UFO that is just so unmistakable.
Did other people recognize that too? The group you were with?
Yeah, in fact, we hired him to perform for us privately so that we could videotape it. And one of the gentlemen on the trip said, if I hadn't seen this with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. Because it's one of those definitely see it, you have to see it to believe it kind of a things. And I think one of the reasons I'm probably the first to, as far as I can tell, I'm the first to connect the whirling dervish dance to this concept of the wormhole, is because in this instance, this dancer is part of a group that is taking the traditional dance and bringing it more into somewhat of a modern context. Now, again, I spoke with him afterward, and he didn't seem to say that he was trying to create a wormhole here. He was just trying to demonstrate the process of unifying heaven and earth, which is exactly the purpose of a wormhole.
I tell you, I think it was picture number 3 where he looks exactly like an unidentified flying object. I mean, it's uncanny.
He is, in that moment right there, Elijah in the whirlwind. He is Ezekiel in his chariot riding into the heavens. He is all of the figures that we see in the biblical literature, as well as other myths and legends of figures that ascend into the heavens in a whirlwind.
Now tell me, what is the Hebrew word for the UFO?
Merkaba. It's spelled Merkaba. Sometimes it's spelled Merkava. And it's part of the Kabbalistic tradition, the mystic Jewish tradition, and that refers to the chariot of the gods, to use a term that Eric von Däniken borrowed.
You believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that we were visited in the past, don't you?
Oh, I absolutely do. And in fact, I think this dance actually ties into that. And the reason that I think that is because I'm a big proponent of the theory put forth by Sitchin, that when the Anunnaki came here, they had a hand in tinkering with our DNA. And now, of course, Sitchin says they came here to mine gold, but mind you, in alchemical terms, the words gold and soul, as in our human soul, are interchangeable, because the purpose of alchemy is to transmute our impure soul into a pure soul. So I believe that Enki, the creator god of the Anunnaki, the leader of the Anunnaki, called Enki or Ea, created the human body as this resurrection machine that I'm describing. That's the purpose of our body, from the soul's perspective. And it's very interesting that when the mystical Islamic poet Rumi came upon this dance, he was walking through the goldsmith area in Turkey. And he heard beautiful music and the craftsman's hammering, and Rumi, this poet, famous poet, began turning in harmony. And in his verses that he wrote about this dance, he emphasized how music or tones uplift our spirit or our soul to the realms above. And then he says, we hear the tunes of the gates of heaven, or the gates of paradise. Now, the interesting thing about this, George, is that I've just given you an alchemical story, because the goldsmith is the alchemist. And Enki, or Ea, the creator god of the Sumerian tradition, was the god of smithcraft or alchemy.
Well, that's true. The picture number four, by the way, looks exactly like a wormhole.
Yes, it does. You look at this, and that's why my jaw was on the floor, because he has clearly transformed by bringing in the second skirt and having it spinning. That is A to B. When you compare that image with the current or modern-day conception of a wormhole, they are absolutely identical.
I'll tell you what else is kind of peculiar, because we've always known that UFOs were spinning, just like he's doing.
Yes. And what this refers to, I think, George, in my opinion, is the transformation of consciousness. What we're seeing here is a human being who is a cocoon in his original spinning state, who transforms into the butterfly, into his ascended form, and is now capable of traveling through the wormholes. And for my money, I don't know where Rumi really got this dance. Was it taught by some extraterrestrial being? It is clearly some form of an enlightenment teaching. And it may well be the Gnostic Christians, the esoteric Christians, always talked about a round dance that Jesus performed for the disciples. And I wonder if that round dance is this spinning, whirling dervish dance where he demonstrated in a ritualistic format the process, the transformation that each of our souls undergoes.